brought to you by Penguin.
Autobiography. Written and read by me, Carol Klein. To my family, past, present and future, with all my love. Introduction. I hope you're going to enjoy this book, despite the skill of my editor in honing down the excessive word count. It has ended up becoming longer than intended, and yet there's still so much more to say. This is partly due to my having already lived a long life, but more to do with the fact that I always want to tell everybody about everything. One story reminds me of another, and I often feel compelled to share them. There's almost certainly a word for this condition, and is probably well recognised. Well, at least it means you're getting more for your money. A wonderful woman who became a true friend, Erica Hunninger, edited my first book, Plant Personalities. She was brilliant and an excellent guide in what was, for me, uncharted territory. She was also very gracious. When I handed over a list of 27 chapter titles, when 9 was the limit, she politely named me the mistress of digression. But the world is interesting. The people, plants and places within it are so fascinating. And frankly, my life has digressed. I've never had a life plan. In fact, until a few years ago, I hadn't appreciated that people do. Fortunately for me, and for you, come to that, my life has zigzagged rather than run in a straight line. That's not to say there haven't been recognisable themes throughout it, family and friends, work and education in one form or another, and of course plants. These strands have woven themselves together to form the fabric of my life. It's been a bit tatty around the edges sometimes, a little threadbare in places, but enduring and, most importantly for me and those I love, it continues to weave. I do love living. Over the next far too many chapters, I hope you can share in my experiences, get to know some of the people I've been lucky enough to know. I hope I can take you to some of the places I've visited, from playing Merps or marbles in the back streets of Manchester to wading up to my waist in a vast South Korean lake full of prehistoric water lilies. There are many wanderings back and forth in these memoirs, yet another headache for my editors. But its order is fairly chronological. I presume that the great majority of all those who listen to this have chosen it because you're interested in plants and gardening, and you know that I share this passion. Plants have been an intrinsic part of my life ever since I can remember. From when I was a toddler, pouring soil onto the lino on the kitchen floor to create a garden, to planting nasturtium seeds with my mum, through to making our own garden at Glebe Cottage. Running a nursery and exhibiting at flower shows, including recently making another garden at the RHS Hampton Court Flower Show, in the capacity of RHS Iconic Horticultural Hero, their designation. In 2018, the Royal Horticultural Society honoured me by bestowing on me their highest accolade, the Victorian Medal of Honour. Established in 1897, it's awarded to British horticulturists who are considered worthy of recognition for their work. And the rules state that at any given time, only 63 people can hold the award, this number corresponding to the length of Queen Victoria's reign. It's worth noting that in 1897, when it was first awarded en bloc, only 2 of the 63 recipients were women. As in all other areas, apart from as wives and mothers, women have had to fight for acknowledgement of their talents and achievements in horticulture. It's ironic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?